podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today we're going to be talking about whether fish have faces. Just because they have eyes and a mouth and like sort of a snout thing, does that mean they have faces? I don't know. This is like one of those philosophical discussions. It's about like nomenclatural. Prescriptive nomenclatural. Let's go with nomenclatural discussions about fish. So let's look up some fish. Do fish have faces? Do fish have faces? Answers.com. All right. Rights. And then there's an ad for pond dredging. Was this? That's it. Like, here's another question. A few things to know about fishing in Chicago. What to wear when fishing. Should a fish tattoo face up? What did dog-faced pufferfish eat? Why do we have faces? Chicago Tribune. It's easy to take for granted that mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, and fish, vertebrates just like people, have a face. But it has not always been the case. The first creatures with a backbone, jawless fish, hundreds of millions of years ago, did not. Alright, how does the Chicago Tribune define face? Clues. Science have been eager to learn how the evolution of the face unfolded. A small primitive armored fish known as Uromandina that swam with the seas 415 million years ago and whose fossilized remains were unearthed in the Canadian Arctic is providing some revealing answers. Okay, so this... The evolution of the jaw led to the development of the face. Oh, here's an ad with a puggle. I'm not admitting that it has a face. The Uromandina, one of the earliest jawed fish, is found to boast a mix of primitive features seen in jawless fish and more modern ones, the jaws. Its head had a distinctive anatomy with a very short forebrain and an odd up extending forward in the front of the nose. Alright, maybe I'll come back to that. Do starfish have faces? Fun trivia. Ask FT. Serpa writes, no, period. New line, face. Oh, and then there's a definition of face. The front part of the head, from the forehead to the chin. So, if you... take the, then they require a forehead and a chin. So, jawless vertebrates would have no chin, so they would only have a forehead. Their face would just be their entire body. It would be like a Mobius face wrapping all the way around the body and meeting itself. Fish with human faces spotted in South Korea. Oh, they have spots too. A fish with a human face is making waves, and that is pretty disquieting looking. The humanoid carp are attracting attention in the town of Cheongju, South Korea. Alright, more pictures of this gross... Alright, there's no more pictures, it's just the one. Food, booze, and shoes. Does a fish have a face? In a similar vein of questioning as, do chickens have lips, we ponder away one chilled night under blush-inducing outdoor heaters. If anything, doesn't a fish, like some humans, have two faces? It's these funny questions in life that ensure I never take things too seriously. We find ourselves facing fish and their sea cousins on the warm footpath outside Fish Face after a short stint in the nearby Darlo Bar. Not really recommended for a large group, we strategically huddle our seven selves. They're talking about ordering food. Bugs always interest me. More food. This does not refer to Fish Fit. Tastes like anywhere else. Thanks for wasting my time, dude. Fish brains grew till... Fish brains grew till we have faces, evolutionists say. News to Know, by Dr. Elizabeth Mitchell on February 24th, 2014. Oh, this should be good. This is answersingenesis.org. Mirror, mirror on the wall, what's the fishiest fable of them all? And here's an ad for a DVD, Evolution vs. God, Shaking the Foundations of Faith. The conversation, Hello Fish Face, a fossil fish reveals the origins of the face. Evolutionists say they have filled in the gaps in the origin of the human face. Only on a 2013 report about a placoderm that turned an earlier fish story on its head, the latest contributor to facial history, Romandina, is being advanced as one of the most primitive jawed vertebrates. Romandina, an 8-inch-long armored fish found in Silurian and Devonian rock, was a fish of such very little brain that its nostrils had room to sink back between its eyes. Garmin claimed in his book, The Expression of the Emotions in Man and Animals, that because some animals express faces, the human ability to display emotion through facial expression is a consequence of human kinship with animals. The face is one of the most important and emotionally significant parts of our anatomy, so it is interesting to understand how it came into being, says Per Aalberg, co-author of the latest fish story to be published in Nature. The study explains the step-by-step transitions that presumably occurred during evolution of the face for a primitive lamprey-like ancestor. Evolutionists still rely on the discredited embryonic recapitulation theory to demonstrate how various evolutionary transitions supposedly occurred. I feel like I need to be reading this. I feel like this was written in, like, the most sarcastic tone possible about talking, like, making fun of those idiot evolutionists. So, now I feel like I need to read it in such a tone. Evolutionists now imagine the ancestor of all jawed vertebrates, a category that includes all terrestrial vertebrates, birds, and us, was an armored jawed fish known as a placoderm. This ancestral placoderm, they believe, evolved from a lamprey-like jawless fish. A good bit of creativity is needed to support this claim. One of the problems is that, as they try to sketch out evolutionary transitions granted by vertebrate embryonic development, they hit a bit of a roadblock in trying to transition from jawless to jawed vertebrates. A jawless vertebrate lacking a jaw has a face with a big, toothy, lip-like structure and a single nostril in between its two eyes. Jawed vertebrates, like us, have two nostrils positioned somewhat forward of the eyes, allowing plenty of room for a bigger brain. Embryologically, the lamprey's big upper lip and nostril is formed by blocks of tissue that grow forward along each side of the lamprey's brain, the lamprey's small brain to meet in the middle. The corresponding blocks of tissue in jawed vertebrate embryos grow forward in the middle underneath the brain. In the middle underneath is italicized. That sounds like the middle underneath is a setting for like a fantasy novel. Pushing between the two developing nostrils we are accustomed to seeing in the mirror. Therefore, lampreys have one nostril and we have two. And here's a, here's a timeline, with jawless fish, the lamprey on the left, Romandina, advanced placoderm, and the next step in evolution is the Mona Lisa. This sequence summarizes the proposed evolutionary origin of the human face from the earliest lamprey-like jawed vertebrate ancestor. In this scenario, evolutionists say that jaws had to evolve, and then two nostrils had to form in place of one, and the growing brain had to push the nose further forward. Evolutionists still rely on the discredited, oh, I already read this. Therefore, the fact that the facial architecture of jawless vertebrates develops in a pattern of really opposite to jawed vertebrates puzzles evolutionists. Oh, those evolutionists are always puzzled all the time because they're trying to figure out problems. Embryology reveals why jawed vertebrates are endowed with two nostrils and upper with only one. But since embryology is supposed to recapitulate phylogeny, passing through evolutionary ancestral stages during development, how did the evolution of the vertebrate face do an about face and switch the way it was formed? Why did we evolve the face with two nostrils instead of keeping the pathetic alien look? The world may never know. Connecting the dots from fossil to fossil. Alas, poor Yorick, I'm just reading chapter headings now. Fishy fable versus God's word. Oh, these might be good. The embryologic development of vertebrates with sizable brains does allow room for the developing brain. The size and shape of the brain does affect the final position of the facial features, but evolutionists, harking back to the discredited theory of embryonic recapitulation, regularly assume that these developments occur as the result of evolutionary experimentation rather than design. The ability to line up a series of fossils according to their similarities and differences does not demonstrate the transitions occur, only that there is much biodiversity in the world. Existence does not reveal origin. In embryologic development, which follows a blueprint programmed into the genome of each organism, produces a fully functional organism. Ancient fish DNA had no way to acquire... Okay, where does it get to the part of... Oh, there it is. Ancient fish had no way to acquire information to become anything more than a fish. Humans are humans because they have human DNA. Human DNA has always directed the entire process of human embryologic formation. We know from the Bible that God created Adam and Eve in his own image. And their human descendants, we too have faces. And as their human descendants, we too have faces. That most animals have faces is a consequence of God creating them that way. He created all kinds of animals at about the same time he created man, not by using eons of evolution. How can anyone know anything about the unwitnessed origins? Only through the account of an eyewitness who happens to be the creator of all. And God's creating all kinds of animals, and the first humans to reproduce after their kind fits what we actually see in biology. The imaginary transitions posited by molecules to man evolution does not. For more information, missing link found, fossil fish face flips humanity's evolutionary history on its head. Vestigial hiccups, folding fish eyes and other fables, our fishy forebears again. Something fishy about gill slits. Recapitulation repackaged and reapplied. How cave fish went blind and why it matters. Flatfish, transitional fish still fishy. Remember, if you see a news story that might merit some attention, let us know about it. I think I might want to go back to Answers in Genesis in a later episode, because this stuff is really good. Ooh, the Scopes Monkey Trial. Alright, maybe later. Maybe later. Right now, we're still trying to determine whether fish have faces. Although, like, that whole article was about how some fish have faces and some don't. Faceless. Faceless fish. Pictures brainless, faceless fish among Scottish sea finds. Alright, so like, here's a photo of a fucking thing that I don't... Oh my god. Google image search for faceless fish is definitely not my favorite image search. So I'm gonna stop looking at that. Face full fish. That's what I want. I want face. Show me a fish with a face. Did you mean peaceful fish? Alright. Is this a fish with a face? I don't even know what kind of fish it is. How do we know if a fish has a face? That's a good question. How do we know if a fish is pregnant, has a face? Aquarium fish disease and how to spot them. 6 ways to tell if a betta fish is sick. Prevention of ick in freshwater fish. Sick fish. Freshwater fish disease symptoms. Tumors and cancers. Do fish have feelings? Feelings are like faces, so if we answer one, we might get the answer to the other. Can fish suffer? Fish can recognize faces. Advanced cognitive function, building recognition and recall are carried out in the neocortex of humans and other mammalian brains. Fish lack a neocortex, and yet a new study presented at Behavior 2015 conference discovered that the damselfish are highly sensitive to even slight differences in facial patterns and are able to quickly assess and remember faces for their own species as well as other fish species. But not, well, they were recognizing human faces. Boring. Fish with hands. Do fish have hands? Oh my god, that thing has hands. These fish, pardon the pun, need a hand. There are 14 species of fish with hand-like fins, and 9 are in danger of extinction. Wow. Ugh. The spotted hand fish. But do the handfish, can they face palm?
No.
If they have hands and faces, they can face palm. Can fish face palm? TIL, I can marry my fish. Smoking kills fish. Duck face is out and fish gape is in. Alright, let's read about that. Stars include Little Mix, Miley Cyrus, and Keira Knightley adopt a new look on the red carpet. But do they look glam or gormless? New expression involves sucking the cheek in and parting the lips slightly. Less of an exaggerated pout than the infamous duck face. When stars hit the red carpet, every pose they strike has been rehearsed to perfection. And the time has come, it seems, for them to practice a new camera-ready expression, the fish gape. Cheeks sucked in and lips ever so slightly apart. While certain stars, most notably Keira Knightley, have been honing this variety of pout for some time. Comma. It appears to have spread like wildfire through Tinseltown of late. I didn't realize until it said Tinseltown that this is a tabloid article. So I'm gonna stop. Phil Fish is back, facepalm, on YouTube. That was 2014, so I think he's gone again by now. Fishbot. Oh, It's one of those Twitch fish. Do fish have heads? That's a good question too. Do fish have faces? Do fish have ears? Do fish have tongues? Do fish have feelings? Do fish have brains? Do fish have heads? Do the fish have rocks in their heads? Why do fish have stones in their heads? Fish head. Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Fish anatomy, do fish have heads? Answers.com, usually yes. If the fish is dead, it might not. Good. That's a good one. Here's an NPR article about how we should eat fish heads. The top 10 weirdest things found on a fish's head. Electrosensitive rostrum. Oh man, that's a pretty funny thing to find on a fish head. Ampullae of Lorenzini. Have you ever noticed when up close and personal with a shark that it looks like it needs to use one of those pore cleaning strips? Well, those dark spots aren't blackheads, rather they are ampullae of Lorenzini. Say what? These jelly-filled pores are actually electroreceptors that allow sharks and other groups of fishes to sense electric fields and temperature gradients that are produced by muscle contractions of their prey. Neutral hump, or knuckle, neutral sucking disc. Sword-like bill. Oh man, have you seen Bill? He's incredibly sword-like today. Bioluminescent lure. Barbels. Kite. Tubercles. Cephalic fins. That means fins of the head for the word people out there. Alright, I'm gonna stop recording this so you can stop listening. You're welcome.